Aircheckdownloads.com.
The Sound.
The Sound of Northamptonshire.
And all the music you love.
BBC. Radio Northampton.
Back then, in quite a week, it has to be said. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm John Griff. This is madness.
I never thought it must be love, love, love.
Suggs.
It must be love, love, love.
And Prince.
It must be love, love, love.
Well, it must be love, mustn't it? At 8 minutes past six, good morning and welcome. Bonfire night. Remember, remember the 5th of November.
The sound of Northamptonshire.
Of Northamptonshire.
And all the music you love. BBC.
Radio Northampton.
Gunpowder, treason and plot. And of course Northamptonshire does lay claim to the gunpowder plot, at least some degree of it. If you've been over to Boughton House in previous years, you'll know that there's been a bit of a celebratory note to some work that went on at Boughton House. It is the reason why Libden New Beal, the National Trust property over near Corby, out towards the northeast of the county, has no roof. Go along to the National Trust and they'll be very happy to tell you why. But it is bonfire night, the 5th of November. Quite a lot of things going on one way and another. One or two of my colleagues involved in bonfire night parties, as indeed am I. We'll be talking about those a little bit later on through the course of the show today. May I say it is nice to be back. And thanks to Daisy Bell for sitting in at fairly short notice. Last weekend, I couldn't do the show because it finally got me. Yes, coronavirus. I've been away with COVID for a few days. Now back in the chair. If it suddenly goes quiet for a minute or two, it's probably because I'm coughing, because I've got a slight cough which has stayed put. It felt like a very heavy cold. It still feels like a very heavy cold, but I'm negative testing. So we're perfectly all right in that sense. All is well. I have wiped down the kit. You won't catch anything by listening to The Breakfast Show, I promise you, this morning. And we've got a lot to talk about. Help for small businesses in the same week that the Northamptonshire Business Awards took place at the Park Inn. Help for small businesses, we need it. I've been talking to Deborah Meaden about it. I've also been talking to one local business which seems to be doing very nicely, thank you. You can find out why that is the case a little bit later on. We're remembering the homeless. As temperatures drop, you may well recall that we've been talking about the funeral of one of Northampton's more colourful characters and certainly known for his homelessness. His funeral takes place tomorrow. We'll be looking at the subject later on The Breakfast Show today. If you're a fan of Formula One, you'll know what's going on with the championships. But if you've got a Formula One fan in your family, we might just have the idea for you when it comes to the ultimate Christmas present. Maurice Hamilton, the journalist, has a new book out. I've been talking to him about it. Black in the Ivory. There was a winner at the University of Northampton recently. Not the only one either. Following on from Black History Month, I've been talking to her about the importance of being recognised. She, indeed, with a very strong connection to the Windrush community. Fact Finder is back, and we'll also find out about Treasure Quest and its start point this Saturday morning after 10.
John Griff.
BBC.
Radio Northampton.
That's about the long and the short of it.
Aircheckdownloads.com.